This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, an artist who thinks art in hospitals can be hazardous to your health.
But first, improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, are one of the leading causes of death in Iraq. To get a better sense of who's building these bombs, a team of experts regularly examines IEDs for forensic evidence. They're called the Combined Explosive Exploitation Cell, CEXC, or SEXY for short. Writer Noah Shachtman spent some time with the SEXY team. He wrote about it for Wired, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program, Noah.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So your article is called CSI versus IED. So, of course, I picture this being just like all of the CSI TV shows. I see this very good-looking team in Baghdad, each with his or her own specialty. But who are these people, really, and where do they come from?
Oh, they're all incredibly handsome, chiseled, good looks, six-pack abs. Yeah. It's really amazing.
Where are these folks really from? And what are they really like?
Yeah. Okay, so they're really from all over. They're from England, they're from Australia, and they're from the U.S. And it's a combination of soldiers and bomb disposal technicians and hardcore electronics and chemistry geeks kind of all teaming up to try to figure out who is making the bombs that are killing soldiers and civilians in Iraq and who's planting them and who's ultimately coming up with the designs.
And what are these bombs like? What do they look like? What are they made out of?
They can be made out of almost anything. In the back of the SEXY shop, which is a collection of trailers on the big American military base near the Baghdad airport, there's a whole collection of different kinds of improvised bombs. Everything from a Coke can that's got a grenade firing pin attached to a cement mixer, you know, that's maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet around, that's been fashioned into a giant explosively formed penetrator, EFP, which is one of the most deadly kinds of bombs in Iraq.
So the SEXY team gets a hold of one of these things. What can they do with it and what can they find out about it based on the evidence?
Right. There's a couple of steps. First is just to get some basic dimensions. Even sort of height and weight can actually give clues to who's making the things. Then they dust the thing for fingerprints, just like you'd see on CSI. They take samples of the explosives inside and test the chemistry. And then they open up the circuitry that might be used to trigger the bombs and see if there's a bomb maker's fingerprint in that, a metaphorical fingerprint, not a literal one. And very often there is.
And then what are they able to do with the evidence they find? Can they then go out and bust the guys who made these IEDs?
They can sure try. In some cases, they're successful. Sort of parallel to this effort, there's an attempt by the U.S. military to really create a kind of census throughout Iraq that's based largely on fingerprints, on irises, and on facial recognition. And so in many parts of the country, you now need a badge to move around. And in order to get that badge, you need to get your fingerprints taken or get your iris scanned. And so sometimes they're able to match the fingerprints on a bomb to the fingerprints that have to be taken for these badges.
Noah, we read so often about soldiers who were killed by these IEDs in Iraq. Have they changed at all over time?
The bombs sure have changed over time. There's a sort of cat and mouse game that goes on between the bomb makers and bomb planters and the U.S. military. The latest twist is that the mobile phone triggered bombs, the radio controlled bombs, have been largely neutralized by the military, even though in the past they'd killed hundreds of soldiers. The military's installed a set of radio frequency jammers onto their vehicles that basically blocks the signal before it can reach the bomb. So those bombs have been stopped, which sounds like great news, but there's been a rather unfortunate consequence, which is that the bombers have gone low-tech and are now setting their explosives off with command wires, sort of hair-thin copper wires that can stretch as long as a kilometer. And those low-tech approaches to setting off bombs have actually made it more difficult to stop them because there's no simple toy you can use to sort of block the signal.
Noah Shachtman is a contributing editor for Wired magazine. His article, CSI versus IED, Inside Baghdad's Forensic Bomb Squad, appears on Wired.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.